That's Buddy, an eagle who hatched in 2008 at the Norfolk Botanical Garden, where a live camera captured his arrival for a worldwide audience. 1 month later, he developed avian pox, a disease that deformed his beak and made survival in the wild impossible. Today, he's a full-time resident of the Wildlife Center of Virginia, an ambassador for the treatment and rehabilitation of all wild birds and animals. Ed Clark, president and co-founder of the center, says hundreds of eagles have been treated there, including one released with a transmitter in Stafford County.
We have been keeping up with this bird every 48 hours for over 5 years, and we got to see the real success of our work.
But this year, the tracking device showed the eagle, known as W20, had stopped moving, and the center was alarmed. Taking a day away from the front desk, Connor Gillespie went searching for the bird.
We kind of knew, based on the transponder, that it was near the tree line, so that's what I decided to do when I got there, just walk the tree line, go a little bit deeper in the forest, and walk back. And it was very easy to overlook if it wasn't for those white feathers, which is what I saw when I was walking past.
He was sorry to see the eagle had died, but determined to find out what had killed her.
He brought her back to us, and she tested off the charts for lead poisoning.
Ed Clark was not surprised.
You save something on day one, and you think that it's safe, and you just never know. The vigilance has got to continue.
But so far, outreach coordinator Amanda Nicholson says Virginians aren't very vigilant, and 30 to 40 eagles are brought in each year for treatment.
For all of the bald eagles that come through the center, more than two-thirds of them test with some level of lead in their body.
But where is this poison coming from? Veterinarian Cara Pierce points to hunters using lead bullets.
Basically, what happens is when a hunter is hunting, the lead fragments into tons and tons of little pieces, smaller than a grain of rice. Fragment as big as a grain of rice would be enough to kill an eagle. So it doesn't need to eat a whole bullet or anything like that. It's just little tiny pieces sprinkled throughout the meat. And they're not very discriminate eaters. They'll just eat whatever is in front of them.
And often, Clark says, hunters leave them a buffet.
A hunter will field dress a deer, as it's called, where you remove the internal organs. They're typically just left in the field for scavengers. And that was considered good practice before we really understood that those lead bullets keep killing even after they stop moving.
Now, veterinarian Pierce adds, lead is spreading through the food chain, sickening or killing other birds.
We normally just think of these scavenging species as testing positive for lead, but I've been seeing lately it in other species that I wouldn't think of as prime candidates. So we had a Cooper's hawk a couple weeks ago. They're birds that eat birds, so they hunt on the wing. Same thing this week, we've had two owls that have had lead toxicity, which is really abnormal. And we've even had a few of our box turtles test positive for lead.
In California, lawmakers didn't hesitate. They just banned lead bullets. And Clark says you can get alternative ammunition that doesn't put scavengers at risk.
The price is a little higher, but I always ask, you know, what's a bald eagle's life worth?
Still, he worries a call to end the sale of lead bullets would be politicized in Virginia, perceived as a battle between animal lovers from cities or suburbs and rural hunters.
Here in Virginia, hunting and fishing is in the state constitution as the right of a citizen.
So he's hoping to educate hunters, to persuade them to do the right thing, without legislation. At the Wildlife Center of Virginia in Waynesboro, I'm Sandy Houseman.